Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel. Say, when you hear the word action, what does it make you think of? A battle? Football game? Speeding auto? Well, here's another kind of action, a very welcome kind of action, when you need relief for a headache or an upset stomach. Just listen. That's action in the glass. Yes, it's action in the glass, changing Alka-Seltzer tablets into the liquid form your system can use easily. You see, even solid food has to become liquefied before your system can make use of it. Alka-Seltzer is a sparkling liquid when you take it, and so is quickly and easily absorbed into your system to bring dependably effective relief. Yes, because of action in the glass, Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better. So remember, for a headache, for an upset stomach, for aching muscles, take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer.
Mr. and Mrs. Fibber McGee of 79 Wistful Vista are going out to dinner this evening with Dr. George Gamble and friend.
McGee, they'll be here any minute to pick us up. Aren't you ready yet?
I'm all set, kiddo. All but my necktie.
Did you wash good before you put on that clean shirt?
Yeah.
Turn around. Let me see your ears.
Ah.
Okay, you're fine.
Well, thank you. Look, which tie should I wear? This red and gold striped one with a hand-painted horse? Or one of my loud ones?
Ooh, that's a tough choice. You know, Pierre's restaurant is a rather dignified place, so...
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I'll wear the quiet one with the horse. Put the loud one back. Oh, and by the way, kiddo.
Yeah?
Well, I'm a little short on dough. Doc and I agreed to make this Dutch treat tonight, but even going Dutch, I've only got $6.
Okay, Hans. Here's $5. Let's not have any embarrassment tonight for a change.
Thanks. I'll go get my coat and hat and be all ready when Doc and Cuddles get here.
McGee, watch it, will you? You dropped the $5 I just gave you.
No, I didn't. I got it right here.
Well, what's that on the floor? There's a $5 bill there on the floor.
Oh, for the... I'll be darned. Must have fell out of my old vaudeville scrapbook when I put it in the bookcase a while ago. Oh, I haven't seen this old $5 in years.
Who cares how old it is as long as it's good old American money?
Yeah, but it isn't. Here, take a look.
Hmm? It says $5 right on the... Oh! $5 stage money.
Yeah.
United Snakes of America.
Yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
You see there in the corner where it usually says $5 in small print? What does it say?
Phony, it says.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy. Me and old Fred Nittany. You know Fred Nittany, the guy that I and him had us a vaudeville act together from Starred Rock, Illinois together. We used to use that in our act in vaudeville. I ever tell you about the time I and old Fred were paying up...
Oh, thank goodness. Get your hat and overcoat on. Be right with you, Doctor. My, this lobster is delicious.
Oh, it certainly is. How's your steak, George?
Oh, perfect, Cuddles. Nancy, it's just what the doctor ordered.
This is a pretty high-class hash house, George.
Mm-hmm.
Good service and everything. Hey, maybe I ought to leave this bill under my plate for a tip. Imagine the look on the waiter's puss when he sees a $5 bill.
Oh, McGee, put that stage money away. We've all seen it, and you've had your little joke.
Well, it certainly looks like real money, doesn't it? First glance, anyhow. Where'd you ever get it?
It's a souvenir, Miss Cuddleson. It's from my old days. When a very dear friend of mine, Mr. Frederick Nittany and myself, we were in the theater together.
Well, I didn't know you have a theatrical background, Mr. McGee.
You mean he's never mentioned Mr. Frederick Nittany before?
Well, no, I don't think.
Oh, you lucky girl. McGee usually brings up his old days in the theater at the drop of a hat. before it hits the ground, even.
Well, I think this is just fascinating, don't you, George?
I had a most unusual case yesterday. A fella came in with a swollen elbow.
Oh,
and...
George, some other time.
No.
Tell me about your theatrical experiences, Mr. McGee. Life on the stage has always fascinated me.
Well, he wasn't always on the stage. You see...
You know, I dreamed of a career in the theater myself when I was a little girl. My great-grandfather was a Shakespearean actor. Perhaps you've heard of him. Sir Arthur Mansfield.
Sir Arthur Mansfield? Well, of course. Who hasn't?
He was your grandfather? Say, you never...
Great-grandfather, George. And to think, tonight, at this very moment, I'm sitting next to another member of that great and exciting profession. What did you do in the theater, Mr. McGee?
About that elbow, Doc. You say this guy walked in and it was swollen? Elbow's always interested me ever since Senator McCarthy had that trouble with his swollen elbow.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Mother, I know you want to give your children every possible advantage. I've never met a good mother who didn't. And you probably know that your children must have enough vitamins to help maintain normal growth and development, to keep alert and energetic as they should be. Now, your meals, no matter how well planned, may not always contain enough vitamins. That's why so many mothers buy one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets to fortify their meals. You see, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins supply all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take. They're easy to swallow and they leave no aftertaste. And you can buy this protection for less than 3 cents a tablet. So protect your family from vitamin shortage. Fortify your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets.
And then for the finale...
McGee would sit on Mr. Frederick Nitney's shoulders...
and juggle red, white, and blue Indian clubs.
Oh, no. Oh, that must have been wonderful.
Yeah, well, while Mr. Nitney rode his unicycle in a circular pattern to the lively tune of the Stars and Stripes Forever.
Oh, that's priceless. Did you actually do that, Mr. McGee?
That's right. Of course, show business has changed quite a bit since then. You don't see that kind of an act anymore around. But back in the old days when old Fred and I had us our...
Yeah. Well, it's getting late, McGee. Come on, dear. Let's go powder our noses while the check is being taken care of.
That's a good idea. My arm, Molly. Well, thanks a lot, Doc. It's been fun.
Oh, sit down.
Yeah, she was talking to me, Mr. McGee.
He knows it. The big clown. He's always acting silly.
Oh, I think he's cute.
Cute?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
That's what everyone says.
Don't encourage him, Nancy, or he'll do a headstand for you right here on this table.
You want to see me? I used to do
it. Come on, Nancy.
On a plate.
We'll meet you boys up front.
Oh, this has been a lot of fun tonight, Molly.
Well, it's a good thing for you I came along tonight, George. Your girl would have had a very dull time.
Sure.
Trouble with you is you're too conservative, Fatso. You're too conventionable. What you ought to have is a little of my savoir. My nom de plume.
Your what?
My nom de plume. That's French for to heck with everybody. Let them stare.
They always do, all right.
Hey, there's no reason to sit here waiting for the waiter. Leave the tip and give me your half the check. I'll pay the cashier up in front.
Okay, I don't see why not.
Like I say, with a guy like me along, there's always a lot of laughs, and these days, laughs are hard to come by.
Oh, McGee, you didn't.
Yeah, well, gee whiz, I don't know how it happened, but I gave the cashier that phony five of mine by mistake.
Oh, great. You'll get halfway out of that door and the police will be all over you.
Oh, surely they wouldn't do anything.
Gee whiz, I don't know what to do. I just
happened Well, don't stand there till she discovers it and blows the whistle on you, rum-dum. Go tell the girl what happened and ask her to
get... Oh, no. What if she don't believe it was a mistake? What if she calls the cops? Maybe it ain't even legal to own that stage money anymore. I don't know. Gee whiz, this is a mess.
Oh, dear. United Snakes of America, it says on the bill. If she takes a look at that...
Hey, I got an idea. If she didn't notice it when I gave it to her, she won't notice it when she gives it to somebody else. Quick, Doc, you got a 10 spot?
Well, yes, right here, but...
Good, give it to Molly. We got to hurry before somebody else comes up and pays a check. Take the 10, Molly, quick.
Yeah, but what...
Go on, hurry over there. Give her Doc's 10 and ask for 2 fives. My phony five must be right on top, and she'll give it to you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
If it doesn't work, McGee, you break for the door. I'll block the manager and Cuddles, you grab the cashier.
Oh, George, stop it.
Just doing it for McGee, my dear. He likes his laughs. When McGee's along, there's always a million laughs, and we don't...
Cut it out, Lard. I'm nervous. Now, look, she's getting it. See? She's getting the two fives.
Thank you very much, miss.
Boy, oh, boy, I hope this is... Hey, let me have it quick, Molly. Let me have it.
No luck.
What? Let me see, quick.
They're both good fives.
Oh, dear, what a shame. What can we do now?
What can we do? Try it again, that's all. You got another 10, Doc?
Well, yes, but this is silly. Why don't you tell the girl...
Oh, no. Gee whiz, I can't go confess now. Hurry up. Go over there and get two fives for a 10 again. Go on.
Me?
Oh, go ahead, George. Let's get this settled and get out of here. The manager is looking at it,
okay,
and I'm embarrassed.
Okay, okay. I'll swear, I don't know how McGee gets into these messes, but... With everybody.
Well, how'd you do, Doc? How'd you do? Did you get it? Quick, let me see.
Dear, I'm afraid to look.
I certainly hope.
Oh, dead rat, the dead ratted luck. Anyhow, two good fives again.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Oh, my gosh, there goes a waiter over that way. He's going to pay a check. Quick, Doc, another 10. It's your turn, Kettles.
No, I have no other 10. That was my last one.
You got any singles? Singles?
Yes, two.
Oh, here, I've got one and 30 cents.
Here's a dollar bill and 60 cents. That's $4.90. Another dime is what we need. Another dime. Quick, me, a dime.
I'm looking. Oh, my gosh, I ought to have a dime. I used to keep a dime here in the secret pocket of my wallet, but no, Dad ratted. All I got in here is that phony $5 bill that we've been talking. Oh.
What?
What did you say, McGee?
You still got that five?
The stage money?
Yeah. Imagine that. I didn't give it to her after all. I must have... Well, gee whiz, at least we had some laughs, kids. Don't get sore. Molly, Doc, talk to me, somebody. Miss Cuddleson, you said I was cute. Gee whiz, the way you all act, I ain't cute.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
When your tablets are down to 4, that's the time to buy some more.
Thanks for the reminder, Eleanor Engel. We need some more Alka-Seltzer at our house, especially with the weekend coming up.
Yes, you never know when indigestion may come along to spoil the day for you, your family, or your guests. And it's kind of reassuring to know there's always Alka-Seltzer on the shelf, ready to bring quick relief of upset stomach. So why not write it down on your shopping list right now while you think of it?
One package Alka-Seltzer at drugstore. Good.
And be sure you do get Alka-Seltzer, won't you? Speedy Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
Have you seen my phony five since we got home? The fake fin that caused all the fracas?
Yeah. It was on the coffee table there, and I picked it up.
What'd you do with it?
Well, you remember when Dr. Gamble asked for a light for his cigar, and I gave it to him?
Yeah. You mean?
Yeah. I've always wanted to see a cigar lit with a $5 bill, and I couldn't think of a cheaper way to do it.
Oh. Well, so long, everybody.
See you Monday.
Fibber McGee and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble and Peggy Knudsen appeared as Miss Cuddleson. This is John Wall saying, join the fun Monday on Fibber McGee and Molly.
Monitor takes you everywhere, weekends on NBC Radio.